Blog Talk Radio.
Centric person, birthday girl herself, Judy. Her real name, which I'm going to go ahead and say today because it is her birthday and there's no more hiding it, her name is Butthole. And she asked that we would all sing along with this song for her birthday. So, Katie, I know you're there. And I saw you lip sync this song perfectly. So, we're looking for
delayed,
Katie to lead us.
Okay, it was so delayed.
We're looking for Katie to lead us out. Sing it, Katie. Come on, Katie.
Oh, no, did I get too close? Oh, did I almost see what's really on the inside? Are your insecurities on the dirty laundry?
in with everybody. I was just getting ready. I think that my voice was lagged and I was a little behind, but I was, did you hear? I think my voice is so much like Katy Perry's that it's hard to really distinguish between us.
I thought that was you the whole time, Jason.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive.
Katy, you were on top of it. I mean, we had lip sync issues in a video. I'm sure that was different, but you, whew, that girl synced. Did you hear her like totally like stepping up over Katy Perry on that? She was like, you couldn't even. She drowned it out.
Yeah.
She's a thunderous voice.
I'm sure.
And the birthday girl herself joined in for the song for a few moments, and she dropped back off. Chris just texted me, Chris from PA, asked if we have a chat room tonight. So, hey, is everybody in the chat room? Yep. So Chris needs to refresh his page.
I'm going to see Son of God tonight with my brother.
You will not
yeah,
spend it
see
with
that
us.
Maybe. Me and Jason are going to go see it.
Heck yeah, we are. We're going to share a popcorn and a soda.
I'll have
I had an argument today with the
time
Lord.
In the seat next to me. What?
I had an argument today with the Lord that there's no Diet Pepsi in heaven.
Oh man.
Yeah, Jason's so fat that he has to worry about it in heaven too.
I know. I drink so much Diet Pepsi, guys. Seriously, I swear I keep people employed.
Isn't that like equivalent to like drinking battery acid or something like that? Diet Pepsi's weird.
I don't know. Why don't you go drink your battery acid and I'll just keep drinking Diet Pepsi. We'll see who lives longer.
So, just question. This is a little off topic, but does anybody else walk outside of their house and there's black helicopters flying over their house?
Katy, you're the only one that ever talks about seeing helicopters.
Really?
Yeah, I never hear anybody else talk about helicopters.
Well, they circle my neighborhood all the time.
They're trying to get you.
That's because of your revelation news. They're on to you. They're like, she knows our Illuminati plans. Guys, this is exciting. We already have 10 callers in here. Actually,
let's
8.
Let's make them work their way on.
Luke. Well, we're playing telephone tonight, and everybody is excited. But there's one person that we have to focus a lot of time on, and that's Stacy.
I hope Judy didn't take my singing for granted. I don't do that for anyone.
I didn't boot you out of cue, Chris. Oh, my God, you drive me insane with this whole mute thing. Oh, take some responsibility. I guess we'll do Chris second. You know who I'd
hey,
like for us to do
already?
This? No, yeah, we totally are. Luke, I am your father.
I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, no. Well, you made Toto jokes, remember? Remember when you made Wizard of Oz jokes for me? Yeah, that was like total door slammer because I was like, no one's ever made Wizard of Oz jokes about Kansas to me before. So, Katy, how was your day?
Oh, it was really good.
That's good. You eating something?
Yeah, I'm eating popcorn.
Have a little snack?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've had a good day. What about y'all?
I had a good day, you know, I guess.
Yeah, kind of my days are kind of running together, Jason.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm reading chat, and people are saying that I'm already pushing it, and I don't know if I was, yep, I'm in trouble. That's bad.
What are you pushing, Jason?
I don't know. The duty already says I'm in trouble. And she says, I have some words for Jason. You are in trouble. I'm not worried.
Probably because you didn't sing.
I sang really well.
I had to mute myself because I was singing too loud.
Oh, I did. I didn't even. Judy's been waiting on hold. That's what she's mad about. I didn't know she was here.
Now do you like my singing?
I couldn't hear it.
You did?
I did. It was beautiful, Katie.
Can you replay it, Katie, because I couldn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
Jason, I thought you were
solo
playing
time.
By keeping me muted.
The only person that's going to stay muted tonight is Chris from PA.
Okay, you guys, I got a totally perverted text from Chris. He's like, for your birthday, I'll FaceTime you naked.
That's
awesome.
Chris. That's, I thought I was the only one that could do that.
JK,
why,
Chris, I'm just playing.
Why did he make you wait till his birthday? He did it for me the other morning when he was just getting ready. It was awesome.
It was my idea, you guys. It wasn't his. It was mine.
Jason, you know what I could do? I could get, like, a plastic bag and put my iPad in it so I could FaceTime you in the shower.
Okay, like, late at night last night, because I stay up all night, and late at night, I'm all Chris. It was, like, really late at night, because, I was up till 5 a.m., and I'm all, Chris, for my birthday, you should FaceTime me naked. And then I'm all, JK. And then he was asleep when I gave him that creepy text, so he woke up this morning. He goes, wow, I got to wake up to this. And then I went, JK, just take your shirt off so I can see the hairy Bigfoot.
Judy, you're weird.
Sure, me and Luco FaceTime each other in the shower, but that's pretty weird.
Oh, my
weird.
God.
Okay, for some reason,
wait,
I like...
Luco, did
Bigfoot
you see
what
Jason Chris, did? What? Luco, did you see what he did? Like, I just had to make a video, like, exposing Jason, because he made a video, like, I specifically asked for people to try to make me laugh on my birthday, and he tried to go all edgy and be different and made a serious video that made me cry. And I'm like, no, I'm not having that. Did you see that, Luco?
No, I'm not even subscribed to Jason.
Oh, my
Thanks,
goodness.
Luke. Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, you know, he might as well have been chain-smoking and crying in the video. I mean, come on.
I was. It was my Oscar-winning performance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
she did ask
so
us to make her laugh, Jason.
Oh, yeah, Jason.
But Luke's videos
what about mine?
And Dustin's. I don't know who's better, Luke's or Dustin's, because Luke's was awesome.
Well, the puppet wins. The puppet wins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So she,
okay, but...
Because that was that took direction and stuff, but overall acting award goes to Luke, and for creativity,
yeah,
I don't know what to put
character.
Dustin's in. For Dustin's, I don't know that his was awesome.
What do you call,
his cousin.
What do you call a snake without legs?
Hey, you know what Dustin said, Jason? Dustin tried to tell me I'm racist because I'm wearing a white pillowcase like the KKK.
I knew
yeah,
someone was going to say that. And out of all people, it would be Dustin. One time,
I know, right?
He answered the phone. One time I answered the phone, I was like, what's up, brother? And he's like, you're saying that because I'm black? I'm like, well, you want to be like that? Okay.
Yeah, Luco, guess what I told him? I said, yeah,
what?
I am part of the KKK, and SpongeBob is going to lynch you. Hey, you guys, I don't know if you saw my last video, but I did a major date set. I said that the Rapture... The translation is today. It's right after church. I'm going to the movies at 6:30 to see the new God movie, and I'm going to get translated during that movie, California time. So that's like my date set for today. It's huge. I just made a video on it, okay?
Did you actually get like a sign saying you would leave, or are you just like assuming you're going to be translated?
I'm telling you right now. I'm date setting major right now. The translation is today. It's after church. My movie starts around 6:30. Going with the whole fam. And, yeah, and so I won't be coming back for that movie because I'm getting translated today for my birthday.
Dude, maybe I should go see it, too. Me and Jason.
Hey, I'm
going
to see it. I'm going to see it when
yeah,
I'm
back. Katie, you can come over. You can come see it with me, Katie. Me and Jason are going to go see it.
Yeah, let's all go do it, people. Hey, can you go
yeah,
to
Judy can't come with us, though, because she's
okay,
she's weird.
I've unmuted everybody that's on the line.
Okay.
So there's a total of 10 people that are on here. And
everybody start talking at the same time.
No. Hi, guys.
I was asking God if for my birthday, just because on Luco's birthday we got farts and claps, and I was asking God if he could sing happy birthday to me, and then I was like, uh-oh. I hope nobody tries to act like they're an angel and sing it, because Jason has everyone.
I just had the idea.
Yeah,
I'll sing it to you.
Judy, this is the Father.
Right. Jason has to mute everyone so we can make sure.
The father
nobody.
Sounds pretty fat to me. I don't know about you guys. But...
I've been eating a lot lately. I've been stressed about the wedding.
Too many Twinkies.
I've been eating at the wedding supper for a little too early now.
It smells delicious.
I can't
oh,
resist.
Thank you.
I want some macaroni and cheese.
I want some
I made
oh.
that. Katie, I made that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Sunshines, we got an hour and 41 minutes and 11 seconds left in the show, and we have the game Telephone to play.
Oh, geez.
And I think we need to get warmed up first.
Oh, wait,
Jason,
I have the kid, Fuhrer Freak, the guy's name is Roman, he's the Russian from England. He's
that doesn't make any sense.
The Russia.
The Russian from England.
Let's get that kid first on telephone, okay, because he's watching from England. Hi, Roman. He just made a funny video for me. It's posted to my likes. But can we get Roman
Comrade
first on telephone?
Roman is first.
We're branching out into other nations now. Awesome.
Hey, can you mute him really quick?
Yes. Luke,
you shut up,
God just told my son, John, I could possibly translate your mom at the movies tonight.
Yeah.
You could possibly do it, like, before the movies, too. That'd be nice.
Hey,
okay, you guys. I'm, like, way excited, so I'm going to mute my phone, and I'm just going to listen to All the Beautiful Brides. I love you guys, and when we play telephone,
love
I'll unmute,
too.
Okay? Love you, Pat.
Okay.
Hey, Pat.
Hi, honey. Hi, sweetie.
Thank you for wrecking Jason with your awesome vision. That was amazing. And by the way, Pat.
Take me with you.
God was telling me. I knew you already knew this, but God was telling me your vision was right on. I was just, like, tore up when I heard it. It was beautiful.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Because that was took nerves to say it. That was heavy. But I have no doubt at all. I have no doubt at all. Oh,
Jason,
Jesus, take us.
Jason, Tana in the chat room said she's going to sing me a song, so can you let her sing it?
Everybody's unmuted. Everybody that's on here. We have 10 people
on
the line.
Oh, I'll sing to you, too.
Everyone is unmuted.
I'm trying to get in, but everybody. Okay, this is Tana. Hi, everybody. I'm going to sing to you.
Hi, Tana.
Hi.
Okay, sing.
All right. Are you ready, Jamie?
Shut up.
Go ahead.
All right. The elopture is coming, plus Judy says she's getting fat. Please save us, Jesus, and her rapture, cat. Because if you don't come up to get us, the loony bin will be. Because if you don't come up to get us, we're all going to climb a tree.
Oh, my God. Oh, cute.
Awesome.
Oh, cute.
So happy birthday,
so cute.
Judy.
Happy birthday, love.
That was awesome, Tana. That was awesome, Tana.
We should have said happy birthday to her.
You're welcome. I didn't make a video. I just thought I'd sing a silly song for you.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was awesome.
That was live.
Pat,
that was way better than a video. Thank you.
Pat,
you're
welcome.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to her?
Yes. Why don't we sing happy birthday to her?
Let's do that. Starting.
Not
okay.
The
ready?
Way.
Judy. Okay. Don't make me mute you. We're going to sing it.
We're going to sing
guys
happy
ready?
Birthday. Yes.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday,
birthday
to
you.
Happy
birthday
to
you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
I'm not going to lie, that was the creepiest happy birthday
that
I've ever
heard. That was terrible, guys. That was terrible. But it's from
put
the heart,
trance.
That's all that matters.
I think that Chris brought us down. I think it was Chris from
yeah.
that brought us down.
You guys, that was my favorite birthday song, so that sounded like you guys were all drunk in a bar. I loved it. That was
we
awesome.
Are drunk. We
yeah,
are drunk.
Yeah, we're hammered in spirit.
Now that you mention it, Judy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We have Leo on here. Is Leo on the line with us? I can't tell. I got too many numbers here.
Poor Jason. So confused.
Oh.
Leo
doesn't know who to mute. His hand itching.
Oh, good. Everybody's talking when I'm trying to see if that's Leah talking.
Hey, I guess you did talk.
Hello?
You.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Mute. Mm-hmm.
Chris is there.
Hey,
Leah,
4-5,
where are
is
you?
Is that you?
I'm here.
Leah.
Yeah.
There's
yes.
Leah. She says I'm okay. Here as if I'm supposed to know her voice. She has to laugh for me to know it's her. Your videos, as Christine would say, are off the chain.
That's what's wrong. I'm just crazy. It's okay, though. You guys love me.
We're all rabid retards in this family.
Speaking of, Christine and I talked today, and you guys get to hear her word this morning. I got it put up on the blog, too, so you
have
to put a whole bunch of messages up on the blog. And thank you, too, Pat, because I think she got all yours put up, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the vision that she had, she looked for a video on it, and it's actually a scene from The Lord of the Rings, that the vision that she put in where the Lord said, charge. And I'm going to post it in chat so everybody can see it.
Okay.
Because it's seriously really cool. And she says to look at it starting at, 4 minutes and 50.
Did you text
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Oh.
You did.
Yeah. That's not the right email. Christine. There it is.
Oh, no, that's not it. No, the phone doesn't work. I'm sorry.
Hold on, sir. I've got it in my email. Okay, there it is. I've got it. So, guys, seriously, watch the link. Go into 4 minutes, 50 seconds in, and you'll see what she saw in her vision, or we're closest to it. And like she said, turn the volume up because it's really cool. But unless you're on the phone, don't turn the volume up. Cause
there's ravioli's there if you want
it. Okay, 914 is with us. I think that's Stacy.
That's me.
Hi, love.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
I'm ready.
Oh, we're ready.
Okay, so everybody, who's 845?
Hey, Jason, it's Gino. How are you?
Hey, Gino. This is Gino from New York. He's the guy that I spoke to yesterday. He's awesome.
Oh, hi, Gino.
Hi,
how are you? How's everybody? I just thought I'd call. I figured I'd pick a good day, Judy's birthday. I waited long enough.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you guys. A pleasure.
How you doing?
Nice to talk to you, brother. Good. Glad you called in.
Yeah, I got a chance, and I listened to the morning show, and I just finished listening to it, and I was able to worked out good.
Hey, a New Yorker, yay.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for this.
Lost my accent, but I remember it.
You can talk like that. Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping I don't have to see this next snowstorm.
Oh.
I figured maybe if I call in, I might be just what we need.
Amen.
To get out of here.
Nice.
You know, figuring the, you know, it's funny, you guys were talking about, leaving. I said, guys got a perfect plan, and this movie's coming out tonight. And
I know.
It's got to have something to do with it. And
it
even
does.
If it's not tonight, I think even a more perfect plan would be for it to happen Sunday, right after the Oscars, because for the first time ever, they disqualified a song. I don't know if you guys know about it.
No.
Christian song that was nominated, Alone But Not Alone. First time ever, the Academy Awards disqualified a song, and they used the technicality, but the reason why they did it, because it was a Christian song.
Yeah, right.
The lady that sang the song is a quadriplegic.
Oh, wow.
And her husband had a helper. He had to push in her diaphragm so she could belt out some of the high notes. A beautiful song. If you get a chance, listen to the song. And I think something's going to happen. After the Oscars.
Amen, brother.
That's my feeling.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? It's funny. I talked to Jason about this. I followed the movie business, and I've always watched the Oscars. I am boycotting the Oscars this year for that reason.
Amen.
So, I'm hoping.
Okay.
What's
it
called? Never Alone?
Alone But Not Alone.
Okay, Alone But Not Alone. Okay.
A beautiful song. The first time in history, the Academy Awards disqualified a nominee. And you know how I heard about it, Jason? You never believe how I heard. The only person that I heard this from, Hal Lindsey. Nothing on it, but I'm
really?
Going to lose it all. Hal Lindsey had it on his broadcast last week, or the week before.
Wow.
Hmm.
And then we had a whole, like half the show he did on it. So if anyone gets a chance, look up Hal Lindsey. I believe it was, he broadcast on a Friday night, so I think it was two Fridays ago, I believe.
Hmm.
And it was, that really said something to me. I said, this means something. This the weekend that Son of God comes out, the Academy was doing that. I'm saying this means something. This is my feeling. I really believe it.
Yeah.
So, you guys got
it. Well, hold on a second.
He's got all his ammo.
Hey, Judy, I need you to hop back on so we can get this deal started.
Real quick, that guy has, like, the coolest accent I've ever heard.
Doesn't he?
Well,
it sounds
part,
like
it's,
you're talking
it's
to...
Actually, it's actually part New York, part New Jersey, because I actually live in New Jersey. I work in the city.
Yay.
Oh, Pat, by the way, I grew up in Long Island, Port Washington.
Yeah, me too. 34 years, honey.
I used to go to Jones Beach when I was
My mother's from Brooklyn, yeah.
Now I moved
I grew
up to
Avenue. I live in New Jersey.
I'm actually you mentioned Lake Opakon today. I'm actually on Upper Greenwood Lake.
Oh yeah, wow, but, it's beautiful here.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Really,
but I love Jones Beach. I miss it terrible. I miss Long Island.
Yeah,
you know, I really do. But my family didn't want to live there, so here I am. But I'm near Lake, so I'll have to settle.
well, eventually we're gonna get the best of everything.
Yeah, he knows I'm a
feel like I'm like, I feel like I'm like listening to the movie The Bronx Tale or Goodfellas here right now. Does anybody else feel that way?
You know, Jason.
How you doing?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was actually in that movie as an extra.
Really?
Which one? Goodfellas or Bronx Tale?
That's how I first got started. You know, the thing I
really?
Oh, you're kidding.
I love
you're
that
kidding.
Movie.
Yeah,
oh
it was
my
right,
gosh.
So right at the end of the movie, before he gets shot, like a couple frames before Sonny gets shot in the bar, at the end.
Oh.
I'm dancing with a girl. I take out like the whole screen because I was still playing football back then.
Oh wow!
Oh, that's so awesome, brother.
That's so awesome.
I love that movie.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
I did a few things, and it wasn't meant to be. For me to be in that business, I discussed that with Jason.
Yeah, I got out of singing because that wasn't where I was supposed to be either. You know, it would have gone downhill.
Yeah, no,
guys, this guy, Gino, I hope you don't mind me bragging on you, but Gino almost got the part for in Sopranos.
Oh wow!
Well, not the main part.
They got the accent.
Yeah, I was. I don't think I was heavy enough.
Oh.
You had too good. You were in too good a shape.
Yeah, I was still in decent shape back then, and I would have been too much competition for the feeding. May you rest.
Yeah. Gina, but, when my sister moved to California, they found out she was from New York, and they gave her four things at once to do, and she had to crack the whip to get everybody working at the hospital the way she wanted them to. But because she was from New York, they figured she could run the whole place. She couldn't believe it. She's exhausted.
Amen.
Jason, it's a year today that I have not been in the city.
Wow.
Really?
A whole year. When I got laid off and I was led to stay home.
Wow.
A year today. So I think that has meaning also. I did not expect to be home for a year.
Wow.
And believe me, no fault of my own. I was led to stay home. I was laid off and I could not get a job. For God's reason.
You're not alone.
No. I mean, I got almost 30 years in the construction business. And no one wanted to hire me. So, I higher calling I received, I believe.
Do you still want to be in the acting business?
Well, not in this life.
Oh, no, because I don't have his number, but I know Paul Lauer, who did the directing for the Passion of the Christ, and I don't know. I could email him if you're ever interested, or send you his email if you wanted to talk. You know, because he's a very decent, beautiful Christian soul. He wouldn't put you in anything really bad. You know, that's just a thought.
Well, hey guys, I don't mean to change the direction of this, but a lot of people are tuning in tonight because we're playing telephone where we prophesy over people, and Judy's
waiting
here.
Go right ahead.
And so,
Judy,
I think
she
would.
Can I tell a joke from one of our people in the chat room?
Yeah, but then we got to get on with this. We're losing time here.
Okay, somebody said, "Hi, Judy, happy birthday. This is something that will make you laugh. I would make a joke. People keep making rapture jokes like there's no tomorrow."
Oh, that's so good.
That's a good one.
Judy, can I just wish you a happy birthday, Judy? The first time I'm talking.
Thank you.
You hear me, Judy?
She's there, brother.
Yeah, I told Jason, I think I was one of your first subscribers under my son's name, because I had my son's, the first time I was ever on a computer, it was my son's iPad. So I'm totally computer illiterate, but I was led to your site.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
nice to talk to you. I like your voice.
Thank you. I was able to type one message to you a couple weeks ago. You left a very heartfelt message late at night, and my full name is Gennaro Mondanelli, and I left. I just said love you because I'm not good with the.
That's all you need to do is say love you. That says everything.
I don't think so. I didn't go back.
Yeah, she's mean like that, brother. She sucks you in, and then she hangs you out to dry. You know.
I don't think I got it because I would have answered back.
Yeah, well, I figured that at the right time I would get in touch with you.
You should resend it.
I'll wait for the latest possible day that we hear.
Amen. That's today.
To introduce myself.
All right, we got to get started.
We got
everybody going nuts waiting.
Okay,
I know Stacy's on the edge of her seat for a word. We're doing Roman first. We're getting warmed up with Roman from Mother Russia.
Jason, let me say goodbye, and hopefully I see you guys real soon.
Okay.
Right, we love you, brother.
Love you too.
Bye, love. Hey. Let's do a prayer. Let's get it going.
Leah wants to hear the word that Pat had for you, but should we let Pat retell it, or should we just tell Leah to listen to the very end of the morning show and to hear it then?
Yeah, it's posted on the blog. Oh, no, that part's not posted on there. Guys, there's a lot of people waiting, and we go through this time pretty quick.
Let's do the telephone, I guess.
So, Leah, if you listen to the morning show, it's in the very last part. It's really simple, and Pat gives her word to Jason, and it's amazing. All right, let's start with Roman, the 17-year-old kid in England who's Russian, and this kid's on fire for God, and he's real special because it reminds me when I was 17 and I first got saved and all that. So let's see what the Lord's saying for him. Ready? Go.
Fighter.
Good warrior.
Lead other young souls to me.
Strength.
He's well pleased with your faith, and he has lots in store for you.
Oh, that would be true.
Getting rock. He's a rock.
Mm. Your faithfulness is so rare.
I'm getting wise.
He loves you.
He says you're beautiful.
Never lose your fire.
He told me he's coming for you.
And Shorty from the chat room said that Roman is stable and true with a strong heart that will follow me anywhere.
Amen.
You're getting shield, so I think that means protector. I don't know.
Yeah. Hannah from the chat room said, my strong child, a warrior. Wow, everyone's getting warrior for Roman. That's cool.
Even his name.
He's also a leader.
Hey, Luca.
Yeah?
Is he part of the 144K, do you think?
Sure sounds like it, but I just heard he's a leader, so...
I'm getting, don't think you're alone. You have friends you don't know of.
Yeah, he's a leader. Lord just told me he's humble, and that's why he's highly chosen.
Whoever 804 is, I just brought you on the line, so feel free to chime in.
Roman, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're a major loser. Just kidding. Hey, you guys, that's how you know word from the devil if it's something really mean, okay?
Gotcha.
I'm just playing. Okay, Roman, playing.
He's playing.
Satan gives me lots of words for you then, Junie.
Leah from the chat room said, Roman, you're protected and you're watched over. Protected and watched over.
Just, you're kind of breaking up there, Judy. Roman, you're protected and watched over. That's from Leah, Shorty P98. He's coming home.
Oh, no way. He just told me the same exact thing, just like that. He said there's nothing left for him here, and he's coming home.
He already told me that, y'all.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that means you get to sit and be a rapture retard like the rest of us and do nothing until we get to.
Keep telling me you're really smart, and like that doesn't seem like something I would say, but I mean, I would think he would say wise, but he keeps saying smart. I don't know.
Maybe he's a smart ass. He's a jackass.
Yong, yong.
God really loves him. I feel his love for him. He's very pleased with him. God said he made him with a great sense of humor, and he's going to really enjoy what God has planned for him. It's really exciting.
Good. Okay.
All right.
I feel like that Chris Nicholson should put his clothes on, though, when we talk to Roman. I'm just playing, you guys.
Hey, guys, let's go. Let's get with Stu Stacy.
Stacy.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Stacy. And then let's do Raina after sure. that. Okay. Go.
Stacy, the Lord's more excited to see you than you are to see him.
Okay, I get sweetheart.
You said you're a precious pearl.
Strong in my love.
She said your fire is hotter than many.
He said, don't worry, your phone bill's going to be okay. He just told me, don't worry, her phone bill's going to be okay.
He said he can't wait to flatter you.
You're bold, and he loves that.
Man. This is a rare soul.
He told me that he appreciates your faith. Stacy, he appreciates your faith because you're having some hard times, and he sees that you're rising above it, and he's very proud of you, and he appreciates your faith, and you'll be rewarded.
Leah's saying, Stacy, beautiful, passionate, and true, loving and giving, always in secret, I wait for you.
Beautiful.
I got to stop doubting yourself.
You're a light to others that you're not even aware of it, of who you're affecting.
Amen.
He said, you've done many wondrous things for me.
He was kind of telling me the same thing.
Luke is a stalker.
He is.
He's saying you've reached people you don't even know of. That's kind of cool.
I will show you all of heaven myself.
Well.
Oh, I like that one.
No, he's going to take a private tour with her. All over. He's going to take a private tour and show her everything. Yep.
When we are doing this for Stacy, I'm feeling incredible peace. So I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord of all peace would descend upon you and your household in a stronger way, in a way that you have never had it land on you before. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Let's move on to Raina and then Eric.
She is fire.
Dude, no way, he just told me her eyes are burning fire towards the darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
Did all of us get fire at the same time?
He said she is a delight to my heart.
You're powerful, Raina. He didn't say the words. He like put an image in my head of like something I wouldn't have thought of. You're very strong. So you have fire around you. You are fire. You are in a good way. You're holy fire.
He just told me you're treasured and you're unique from everybody else.
It says she's fierce for me.
A warrior bride.
You just told me demons tremble.
Better believe they do.
He loves fearfulness.
Shorty P98 wrote in here, Raina is a true lover of me. She seeks me and knows that I love her. She delights herself in me. I love her more each day.
Amen.
And now let's do, we're going to do Eric in just a minute because he has a prayer request. We're going to get to that, but let's do Mandy. You guys, Mandy, she requested, you guys know who Mandy is, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mandy's listening to the show right now, and she's a really nice person with kids, and she loves God.
God cherishes Mandy.
He said her love is like no other.
Yeah, from going from Raina to Mandy, it's all about love as opposed to fire and fierceness. It's weird.
He said a mother's love doesn't compare.
Wow. She is my sweetheart.
Yeah, I felt right before Jason said that, I felt God's sweetness. It's funny, when we play this game, I keep getting all the feelings that God has for people, and I just felt a cherish, a sweetness,
yeah,
and he
yeah.
can't wait to spoil her. She's just one of those children that you want to spoil, and he really cannot wait to show her what he has for her. It's really exciting. I feel the sweetness.
Leah's got my daughter. Go ahead, Chris.
I was just, he's thankful for her steadfastness. I don't know why I got the word steadfast.
Leah's giving my daughter, Mandy, my daughter who is nurturing. She's beautiful inside and out. She doubts herself at times, but I never doubt her. She knows her way in me. Wow, Leah.
That's beautiful, honey.
And Stacy says he's blowing kisses to you, Mandy.
Aww.
Yeah, he loves this girl. Lord loves Mandy.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he does.
Yes, he does.
She's one of the, you know, she's the reason why he has to come elope with us. Because he just can't keep, he has to see us face to face. And she's one of those people. We're going to get to you, Eric. I feel like God's going to take a little bit of time with Eric, so let's do Jason real quick. Jason is in our chat room, Jason302, and let's see what God has for him. Not Jason Chambers. It's the other Jason. You guys know him, right?
Yeah.
Jason number two.
Yeah. He's a cool person that's joined us recently.
And he's number one because he likes me.
What?
I said he's Jason one because he likes me.
Yeah.
One in a million, Chris. One in a million.
Hopefully he's not naked like us during the shows, but yeah.
He probably is.
Hey, by the way, you guys, Mandy just sent me a text that she was crying, so we brought her to tears. Good job, prophetic team. Good job.
Hey, man. Jemma's back in the chat room. Welcome back, Jemma. Okay, so we're doing Jason 2.
Yeah, God
Jason
told me he's
two.
Wise and strong.
Say that again, Luco.
God told me he's wise and strong.
Cool. Jason, God tells me your faith is and has been tested and tried, and you please him with your faith, and you'll be rewarded, like,
I got reward too,
Chris?
I was just getting that his trials have been will be rewarded. He goes through a lot of similar things like I do, and that he will be rewarded for his high moral standing is what I got for some reason. I don't even know that about him, but
wow.
For some reason I got that his high moral values and standing in life will be rewarded.
Yes, God's showing me that a lot of people around him he doesn't have a lot of people to encourage him in the faith, and God says he's aware of that, and he's very pleased with you, Jason. He's pleased with your faith, and I feel his pleasure again, I feel it in my 30-pound belly.
He is faithful and true to me.
You're a leader, Jason.
Put your cares on him, your worries and your stress. Put on him is what I'm getting. Let him have your pain.
His words will lift others up.
Ashley, that's beautiful. Did you hear that, Jason? Your words will lift others up. Also, Leah in the chat room says, Jason, receiver of my words, he walks with me, he looks to me at all times, and does not forget that I am his God. He feels as though he has no one at times, but always draws near to me. Amen. That's what
Amen.
I was trying to say earlier. It seems like there's no one else around.
Mm-hmm.
It, wow. Praise mm-hmm. God. Thank you for these words. These are beautiful. I can feel them. I'm getting hammered now.
Yeah. No, I was getting the same thing. Just trust in God. Tell him everything, you know, and trust that he'll take care of everything for you. Don't worry. He's always there for you. He's right by your side.
All right. Well, thank you, God, for Jason.
That's beautiful.
You guys, don't worry, Eric. We're praying for your mom right now. His mom was just diagnosed with cancer. Her boyfriend just broke up with her, and she's very suicidal right now. So we're lifting up Eric's mom right now, and we're going to pray for her. Everyone just lift her up at the same time. But while and we're going to get to her as a family, but next we are going to give a word to Janie. Janie didn't ask for it, but she's in the chat room, and Janie loves the Lord, and she's been with this church for a long time, since it started, it seems like. So Janie, let's just see what God has to say about Janie.
He said she's precious and righteous.
Getting pure.
Faithful bride.
My love is in her.
Follower. Go ahead.
My love is in her, and she's my beautiful princess.
He said she's a true follower of me.
I just heard that he's been refining you by fire, Janie. Everything in your life, he's been refining you in the fire of his love, and he will not withhold his face from you. He's about to get you.
Thank you.
I love it when people cry.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, I just...
Can you all hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you just fine.
Okay. Who's that talking?
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. We love you.
It's really beautiful to hear that.
He loves you, sweetheart. A lot.
I love him.
He's
too.
Holding you right now.
Yeah. Yes, his arms are around you. Feel the peace. Love.
Jamie, hug him back, sister.
Lord,
hug him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard the Lord tell me to tell you thank you. And you, I'm sure you've heard him tell you that before too, Janie, but he's telling me to tell you, tell her I said thank you. Thank you for all that she does for my people and my kingdom. And, like, I'm really choked up. I'm trying to fight back tears because every time I play this game, I feel what God feels. And, like, he's really appreciates all that you do for him, Janie. And you think you don't, but he says, tell her I see it, and I appreciate her and I thank her. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Judy.
Wow.
He has you on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And I'm getting that kind of lines up with what Judy was saying as far as he's refined you by fire. He's raised you above things, too, with that.
She's in the furnace of his love.
Mm. You hear them tears of someone that's crying because the Lord loves them?
Yeah. I hide you in the depths of my heart.
God says for you, Janie, that God has amazing things in store for you, which will blow your mind. But you know what? You're in the chat room, so I don't have to read it. Sorry.
I am. I'm in the chat room, and I'm listening. I'm on my phone.
I just feel like he's really pleased and proud. That's the vibe I keep getting right now.
Thank you all.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
God bless you, sister. He loves you. He loves
you
a lot.
I love you too, baby.
Yeah,
I know I haven't been in here, but I listen to everything you guys do.
Be at peace.
Well, you're part of the family,
children,
sister.
God. Absolutely.
I love you, Judy. You make my day. You make my day.
Yeah, you made my day. When we got to give you words, I feel like, wow, do you guys feel the peace? Wow. Peace.
Yeah.
Jamie sent me a private video today. It was hilarious, just so you guys know, but she wasn't ready to get a bunch of hate mail on it, so she made it private. I laughed my head off. It was so funny.
God gave me that video.
I don't blame you. You know, the persecution's not for everyone.
You guys noticed how Judy's controlling who we do next because she doesn't want to be put next in the line?
I already got Judy's lined up.
You notice how quick she is to say, okay, guys, let's move on. We're doing Peter now.
No.
You just look
Jason,
totally, you know, ramming it.
No, Jason, I've been having people text me and private message me and stuff. That's why I've been doing it like that, because I figure if anyone takes the time to private message me and text me and inbox me that they really need a word. But I'm done now. I have nobody else that has been asking me except Gemma, but I kind of talked her into it. But we could do Gemma, and after that, Jason, you can control it, okay?
Well, I didn't know that it would take a text to do it, so I'm going to go ahead and send you a text. There we go.
I'm going to text, let's do her next.
Check your text message, Judy. It's a request.
Oh my gosh, hey you guys, I already have a testimony. Okay, you know Roman, the guy that we started the show with, Roman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Lord Shield.
He sent me an inbox, and he heard all the words, and he was so encouraged, and he said, thank you very much. I've only been a Christian for 6 months since August, and God has showed me crazy things. He has made me stop my job 1 month ago to tell people about God and focus on Him. I was in London today, I'm going to cry, telling people about God, and the most crazy thing happened. And when I mean crazy, I mean crazy. I met this woman. She was homeless. I'll cut the story short. And she was deaf in one ear since she was born. And I put my hand on her ear and thanked God for her new ear. And she could hear. And she could hear again.
Amen.
Oh, wow. He said she
Amen.
Freaked out. Ha, ha, ha. I told you it was crazy. And yes, I am 17. Ha, ha. But I don't think that I'm young. I will see you in the trip. Can't wait, sister. God confirmed it to me in a dream, and I have a video on it. So, yes, Luca, we were right. He's part of the 144K. Hallelujah.
That's such a cool
Amen.
Story.
Wow.
There's nothing like seeing people who... Wow.
Wow, that's right. Praise God.
Praise God, yeah. No, absolutely, Pat.
Wow.
Well,
that's cool.
Got a word for him right now. I hope he's still listening. I don't know, but God says don't knock your age. For youth, it's easier to believe like a child. The younger you are, the easier it is for you to walk in faith and to allow me to work my miracles through you.
Amen.
You all know it's funny. A while ago, other people were saying things about him. But the Lord actually was telling me how don't let his young age get in the way, because he's wiser and stronger than the longest of Christians, I guess you could say, like the oldest of Christians. The Lord was letting me know that he was wiser than them. So it's funny that you say that now.
Yeah.
And Roman Stacy's got in the chat room. Hold on, Chris. Roman, in the chat room from Stacy, it's, young man, I call upon you because you are young and strong.
Amen.
Amen.
We boomerang back to Roman.
That's okay.
All right, so we're doing Judy now, or we're doing Gemma now?
We're doing Judy.
Okay. Gemma didn't request it. It was my idea, but all the requests have been fulfilled now. So we can, you know what, you guys, don't be trying to give me fake words either, okay? I'm on to you.
Judy, I won't ever give you a, Judy,
no,
I will never,
never
give you a fake
you
word,
kidding?
But he's giving me one right away. He gave me the first word. It's golden jackass.
teasing.
Made it up.
It wasn't even. I've had it this afternoon. It was. Soon you won't have to hide your pain.
Ooh, revealing.
Hey, I don't mean to change the subject, but Gemma just sent me a funny video that I just posted to my likes. Okay, go ahead. It's all about me. Go back to me now.
All right, Judy. Stacy wrote in here. Judy, I know your heart. I can trust you because I made you the way you are. Don't change.
There you go.
She is mine. All mine.
Judy, do you want to know what's funny? The Lord told me he doesn't want me to say anything about you.
Whoa. That's cool.
Yeah.
He only does that to me with evil people, Luco.
Oh. I knew I should have exposed her today.
I think it's because you're full of chocolate cookies.
Judy, I'm
no,
pretty
I
sure
like,
you're supposed to be doing the listening right now, not the talking.
Okay.
We're giving
yeah,
words
I was
to
like,
you.
Lord, what, I was like, Lord, what do you want me to tell Judy? And he was just like, nothing.
Trying
I'm
to
like,
distract the definitely
okay.
hear it.
Okay, I'm pressing mute for myself. Okay, here I go.
All right, what do you guys want to do now that we got rid of Judy?
Can you, like, take her from the show, too? No, just kidding. I don't feel comfortable if she's still listening.
Okay, words for Judy.
Okie doke.
Your cheerfulness makes them happy, even the fake cheerfulness, even when you're acting.
Okay, this is actually really weird. Because I wasn't getting anything, so I actually had to pray for it. And I said, Lord, give me some words. And hold on, I have to ask him again. She
I
already
told you,
knows.
He told me nothing. Yeah, she
yeah,
told,
he said
he
she
told
already
me
knows.
Nothing. Yeah.
Hold now, we're not settling for that, Lord. She knows my love.
She knows.
Oh my God, this is gonna sound so rude. This is gonna sound so rude.
That's something new for this show.
I'm serious. She has my love and she doesn't need any of you.
I
wow.
have a sense of humor.
He keeps
I don't
telling
think God
me
likes
how gracious
Judy right now.
You are. He keeps saying gracious like over and over again.
Sorry, Leah's got Judy, amazing love that I have for you, faithful friend and refined gem that has undergone the fire. You have laughed the chaos and challenges, but you have prevailed and fell deeper in my love. I have watched you grow and I cherish you. Apparently Leah's special. She gets these long words.
She says, I love her freedom in me to be herself totally and trust, to be as a cheerful child in faith.
Okay, I cannot say what he just told me.
Are you getting the same thing, kind of, Luco? He's
that
like, it's like.
No, he told me a really funny thing. Okay, you know how Jesus rode a donkey into town?
We fill in the line?
That's the direction he's taking it with me.
You know, I got that one a few days ago. I was going to text it to her, but. The God was just a rider in town.
It's like I asked again.
That's an honor. That's an honor. That's an honor.
I was like, Lord, anything else? And he went that route. So.
Oh, that's cute.
It'll be at the wedding feast, and in comes Jesus riding on Judy.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. Oh, it'll be waving palm branches. Okay.
You are beautiful.
He's like cracking up so hard. It's hilarious. I love it when Jesus is this happy.
Hold on, Luca. I'm sorry. Did you say that God was riding on me?
Yeah,
yeah.
Said, Judy's my donkey that I'm riding into town.
Yes, it's a sense of humor. You know that.
I actually got that about 2 weeks ago, but I didn't want to say it. I thought it was.
I know, it feels kind of awkward.
Kind of odd.
Okay, I got a word. Judy, you are so beautiful. The trials you undergo have made your faith in me stronger. I'm never going to let you fail. Your trust in me and gracious acts have been the closest to my heart. You're so much more than you believe, and even though you believe I love you so much, you know deep down I love you so much more. Your smell is sweeter than any flower. Thank you. Because of your faith in me, you will see much more than others.
Amen.
Amen.
And we have a very
special
guest.
I like how the girls
are
getting all these
Atlanta
nice words.
That just popped in, so I'm pretty sure she has a word. Yeah. Christine, are you there? Christine? Somebody from 770 is with us.
Jason?
Yeah.
These are beautiful words, and let's continue to do it, but I just don't want to forget this. M. Bell has joined us, and he sent me an inbox today, and he really asked that the whole church would pray for him. He's been struggling with health problems for years. You would never know it if you
clicked on his videos.
Yeah, he looks real healthy on his videos, but he's really, guys, he really struggles. Like he doesn't even know if he'll be alive. That's how bad it is. And so God has promised God promised little John again today when we prayed for him that he was going to heal him. So he already told me and John that a while back, and he told us again today. But I just feel like we need to lift Bell up, and we need to lift up Eric's mom, because she just got diagnosed with cancer. Eric's mom's boyfriend just dumped her, and she's suicidal. So let's just, let's just start with Bell.
Chris, hold on. Chris, lead us in prayer.
Yeah. All right. Lord, we lift up the members of our church that are sick, that are going through physical trials and emotional trials. Lord, I felt you telling me not only to lift up Eric's mother, but when I started praying for her, you told me to pray for his strength, to keep his faith in you, to know that he will keep her safe, and that he won't allow anything to happen to her that isn't of his will. So don't fear. Lord, we lift him up. Lord, we are all under enormous attack, and it's hard for us sometimes to take it as the fact that you are, coming, and to know that Satan is going to attack the chosen and the elect harder at this end time to try and pull us away from you and to keep us strong, that the physical attacks and the health attacks are meaningless in your world and in your realm, Lord. They mean nothing, that you will not allow the injuries for us to claim the blessings of health, to claim the blessings of the spirit, to claim the blessings that your word promised us, that the living word that you gave to us to keep us strong and to allow us to move in the spirit and to be carried through this life and this existence to get to you, that we are right there at the door, we are ready to go, and they're going to try and trip us on the way through the door, Lord, and they cannot. We have your strength. Help us all to stay strong and rely on your strength. Claim those gifts. Claim the promises that you gave us, that you would protect us, that you would bring us through all our challenges and walk with us through everything, and that your will and your hand has a purpose in all, in everything, Lord. It's not Satan doing this and getting away with it. You are here to uplift us and stop him and keep things in your will, that nothing outside of your will, no matter how crazy it seems here, nothing outside of your will ever happen to any of us. And we need to count on that and stay strong in that, Lord. Keep us faithful and strong in your word. Help us and guide us and lead us. Lord, we lift up Eric's mother to you to help ease her pain and to realize, Lord, I don't know if she's saved or not. Eric didn't say, Lord. If she isn't saved, let this be her wake-up call, Lord. Let this bring her to you. If she is saved, let it bring her closer to you, to a tight walk with you, to just give away. Who cares? She doesn't need a boyfriend. She's got you. She's got a son that loves her and cares about her. Cancer means nothing. Unless she's got cancer that is terminal in the next hour, it doesn't matter, because all she needs to do is give her life to you and stay strong with you, and she's out of here. And there is no cancer in heaven, and there is no disease. There is no sickness. M. Bell's sickness will be gone. He will be walking around with muscles and books, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, and we claim these blessings, Lord, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Holy Spirit that you gave us to stand with us in the times and the trials of this life until you came back, Lord, And we've got it double fold right now, Lord, because we've got the Holy Spirit and we've got you right with us right at the door. You're not far away. You're right here waiting to pull us out of here. And we know it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on. One second. Bell, I really love you, brother. You bring a lot to our group here, and I miss you when you're not here. I will keep praying for you, brother, and I hope you get – I know you can get better. I know the Lord's going to come in and help you. You bring a lot to this, and I know we joke around a lot, brother, but I do love you. You're great. And I'm sorry you're going through this, but I'll keep you in my prayers, and I know a lot of all the brothers and sisters in here will too.
Yeah.
Sorry, Judy.
Real quick, right before
sister
praying.
Can we just give Bell prophetic words now? Can we all give Bell
words?
Yeah,
but real quick.
Yeah, one
before,
second.
Before, like, we all start praying for Bell, I just asked the Lord, I was like, Lord, can you heal Bell? And then he said really loud, he's like, I will. Like, he was really firm, so I really think Belle's going to be okay.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing.
Amen.
What you're going to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you and thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for Belle and for Eric and his mom. We thank you for what you're going to do. Just like you healed that woman's hearing, we're going to thank you for what you're going to do for these people. Amen.
Amen, Pat.
Yeah.
And guys, we got Christine with us, and I don't know if she needs to hop in here. So I've been trying to bring her in. We lost her phone, so she came back. So Christine, you're up.
Oh, hi, family.
Hi, love.
Hi.
No, hey, happy birthday, Judy. Judy, anyway, I got jovial and I got brilliant, and I looked up brilliant because I'm like, okay, what's that mean? And I was like, she's so my sister, so just before we move on to Mbel, it said shining brightly, sparkling, glittering, and lustrous. I was like, oh, all the things I love. That's why I love Judy, so.
Thank you.
That's what I got.
Yeah,
and,
I'm not feeling good. That brilliant didn't have to do with brains, so thank you for clarifying that.
And Stacy's putting in a request that before this gets done, she wants Pat to tell her what she saw her wearing in heaven.
What you were wearing in heaven?
No, she wants you to tell her what you saw her wearing in heaven.
What I saw Stacy wearing in heaven?
Yeah, that's what I was reading from the chat room.
Wow.
Mr. Egg, did you see it, or are you not sure?
Let me have what Stacy's wearing in heaven. Oh boy, let me see now. Wow. Stacy. It's like something a queen would wear because of your strength. You have a garment representing the strength and that you're not afraid to tell the truth and that you're a warrior bride, okay? That's what your garment is going to be made out of, your strength, and that you're a warrior bride, and that just you're so strong and that God can do anything with you and that you are just powerful in the Lord to love him, to be... I'm sensing a tremendous faithfulness to God that he knows that you're going to do anything he wants. Anything that that's in his will, you will not disappoint him. You're going to wear a garment representing the strength that God finds in you, not only of the love and the faithfulness to him, but because of how you affect other people. So it's a garment of just of strength in the Lord, of his pleasure with you, that you are so faithful. You are so faithful. And you're strong. You're strong.
So, amen.
You know, just the strength and strong and faithful, and he can depend on you, and that, you know, he knows, he has no doubt whatsoever that you will do whatever he wants, and that this goes to other souls, that you'll walk in the fire for him. You'd be like you go in the lion's den. You would go in that fire like the three ones went in. You would just say, I'm going. You would go to the guillotine. I mean, you're going to teach us how to fight. Modern Joan of Arc. because of your strength in him, that you will just, you walk into the fire. Now, whether we follow you or not, I don't know.
Amen.
But you will go. You will go. Your garment is one of strength, of fidelity. That's the word, fidelity. For whatever God asks you to do, you have this tremendous strength and leadership. And if you say jump, you know, we're going to say, how high, Stacy? Because you're not going to take no for not following right into the fire with you, you know. You're going to lead us on to know how to be very strong. And a warrior bride, that I just see warrior bride, you know, that you have great strength. I mean, you don't take no for an answer. You will march into hell for a heavenly cause. You'll be swinging the sword, and you'll ask questions later when you come out all burned up and scarred. Really, that's how strong you are. You're a warrior bride.
Amen.
Yeah, that's very easy to see you on a white horse fighting away.
I got a word for Bell. I felt like God wanted to encourage Bell some more.
Yes.
If anyone just worked for Bell, but God was developing a word in me, and then I lost it. So I'll get it back.
Holy Spirit, give it back.
He's telling me about Bell, saying that it's all been designed. Everything he's gone through has been designed by God. So, you know, Bell, keep trusting in him. Trust him like a little child, because he hasn't allowed any of this to happen to you. He's only allowed it for your good. God is good, and God wants to show you his goodness, and he wants you to. I'm just feeling him saying, you know, you're working with the program. Keep it up, Bell. Keep doing it. You're doing good. You're doing really good, and keep trusting him like a child. And try to keep it light in terms of taking things so seriously. God is just telling me that, you know, he's given you a great heart and a great sense of humor, and direct that again toward yourself too, because there's a great work he's going to do here for you. And he's just getting you positioned for it. All of this has been a positioning. So God bless you, Belle.
We love you, Belle. You're very much loved.
We love you, Belle.
And this is your family. And just keep thanking Jesus. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for what you're going to do for me. Thank you that I can serve you. Just keep telling him that, you know, and believe it with all your heart. You know, just thank him. Thank him for what he's going to do. He loves to be thanked. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for what you're going to do. You know, we believe. Cover me with your precious blood and holy wounds. Make me strong for you.
Amen.
Thy will be done. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Just thank him for what he's going to do for you. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do for Belle and for Eric and his mom. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do. We trust you and we believe you, and we believe in healing. By your stripes we are healed. The price has been paid. By your stripes we are healed, so we thank you for the healing. Just like that, we thank you for the healings. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you, Pat.
Yeah, you just gotta believe. And if you, there was a person, just real quick, who had situations, and the other person said the strangest prayer, and he said, I'm gonna thank you, Lord, for what you're gonna do for this person. I'm gonna thank you for healing them, and the person was healed because they thanked ahead of time, believing Jesus would do it. And it was, and they looked at him like, are you praying? I said, yes, I'm praying. I'm thanking Jesus. I'm thanking the Lord for what he's gonna do for you. You know, things are a mess, and I'm gonna thank him for what he's gonna do for you right now. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. You know, you're gonna make this right. And they were everything was okay.
Amen. Claim the blessings that he gave us.
Yes. Just thank him. Thank you for what you're going to do for me. Love you too, sweetheart. Love you too. Stacy? Oh, boy.
I don't want to take over Judy's show.
Oh, no. We love you. We love all of you.
I'll mute myself.
Warrior bride.
Oh, we already kicked Judy.
She's a love. She's a love.
I think
thank
she's
God
the one that's
going to
kick us. Have you seen that picture?
Hey, guys, have we do Gemma from Singapore yet?
Let's do Gemma, and then let's do Chris from Ohio after that.
Amen.
Amen.
Young and strong.
I love her.
Gemma, who I will shower with many gems. There you go. Beautiful garment with a lot of gems on them. A lot of emeralds and sapphires and rubies and diamonds. Yeah. There you go. What a pretty name, Gemma. Perfect.
Shines my light.
Mm.
He knows your inner thoughts and desires, and they will be rewarded and granted. Thoughts are for other people, not for yourself, and he appreciates that. Shows your Christ-like nature in you, and he loves that.
He just showed me him hugging you, like standing up, and you were standing in front of him, and he's hugging you.
Aww.
He loves you. Like,
it's
actually, he just, it's like he's shedding a tear as he's hugging you.
Oh. Precious. It's precious, Gemma.
Gemma must be short because she's only coming up to about his chest.
Oh, he's tall. Precious love.
She's coming home because it's like he's extending his arm out to her.
Aww. You are so loved.
This is weird. He's not giving me the words. He's just showing me images.
You know why? He's telling me those images mean what he's going to do to her. He wants to tickle her five senses. He's going to get her good. Be prepared. He's going to get you good, honey. He told me it's time, no more words for Gemma. It's time to tickle her now. It's time for her to feel me, what I'm hearing.
Oh,
I think it's good.
Yeah, he's
going to
spend some one-on-one time with you.
What's that?
Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying I think it's because Jesus knows you're illiterate, so he gives you pictures, you know, like a little pop-up book.
Yeah.
You get muted.
I love you, Jason.
Oh, I'm driving to Pennsylvania. I'm driving to Pennsylvania.
Oh, Jason, that's funny.
Me and Chris got something to settle.
You better run, Chris.
Chris, that was probably one of the funniest things I've heard you say.
You don't listen to me much, do you? Listen.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, Jason. Oh, my gosh.
I see. I have a word for Chris now. The Lord is smashing him with a hammer.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh my I'm feeling like really type A right now. I'm sorry. Can we do Chris, Ohio?
Sure, boss. Let's do it. Gemma,
oh
he loves you, and always doing it, showing me images of you guys being together. And to me, it seems like he's going to spend some time with you, sweet. So he definitely loves you.
Who are we talking to? Chris from Ohio?
I was just finishing up with Gemma there. He just, it's neat because
that's
Raina. Raina, he showed me with Raina just with fire all around her, just crazy powerful. And with her, it's just like he's hugging her, he's holding her. It's like he wants to fly around with her. It's just, we can move on to Chris, Ohio. Boss.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason's illiterate.
You know what? I don't take any lip from Warlock either.
Oh, dear God.
No, Gemma, Chris was making a joke about me. He wasn't calling you illiterate. He was making a joke about me.
You, Gemma.
Made Gemma think that she was illiterate. Way to go, Chris. Way to go, somebody self.
No, Gemma. No, Chris. No, he's talking about Jason. Oh, my gosh. You're dead,
okay,
Chris.
Okay, moving on to Chris from Ohio. Our wonderful sister from Ohio.
Oh, dear.
Chris must be muted because he's not getting Jason back.
So I'm trying to be nice so I don't get muted.
Oh, good. You better be nice. Real nice.
I'm sure his ears are twitching right now.
So fun. I can't mute him when he's making fun of me. It makes me look weak.
Chris, start flirting with him then.
No, when I last time I flirted with him, next thing I knew, Judy had us both dressing up in wedding dresses, and he had a miniskirt on, and we weren't getting wrapped until we were in wedding dresses together.
That's because I've got the legs. I've got the legs for a miniskirt. That's why. Okay, Chris from Ohio, from Stacy. All right, Sunshine, let's move on to Chris from Ohio. Stacy's already got a word for her. Chris from Ohio, the Lord said, I'm jealous for you.
Okay.
There's more, Chris. It doesn't end there.
Yeah, Chris, God tells me he's taking you deeper in his love. And all the little insecurities will just fall away. Most of them have, but his perfect love is driving out all of your fear. You know, he really wants you to call him boo-boo, meaning he wants you to know that you really are his friend, and he's right up there with you. You know, he's not a big, faraway, distant God, and you already know that, Chris, but he wants to bring you to a new level of the boo-boo, you know?
He loves how you're spontaneous in your faith.
Mine went right along with Judy's. It was that he would make you outgoing. He's going to make you outgoing.
He's going to make her bold. Stacy had, stay strong. I have heard all your prayers.
Good one. Who was that? God bless you.
I don't know. I got 20 people in line.
Somebody sneezing. Wow.
Oh,
Everything you're worried about, I've already taken care of.
Can you say that again, Katie?
Everything you're worried about, I've already taken care of.
Hey, whoever has the show playing in the background that's on the phone, you got to turn your computer volume off because it's echoes, echoes, echoes.
Echo, echo, echo.
You will enter Zion with singing everlasting joy.
Give the rest of your burdens to him. He wants them.
He told me, I really will perfect all that concerns you, Chris. I really will. Perfecting everything that concerns you and your family and your loved ones. You can really believe me that I'm perfecting it all and I'm answering your prayers. And because I love you, don't be afraid. Don't worry.
Are you sure that wasn't for me?
What did you just say?
I said I would like that to be for me too.
Yeah, you can take that too, sweetheart.
I kind of like the echo. It makes us sound all spiritual.
Yeah, we're like
now
in a little
auditorium.
This is our spiritual crack auditorium.
No, it's when someone has the show playing in the background.
Maybe God has the show playing in the background.
Not me, because I'm
muted.
Everyone mute the phone, except Jason.
The show is a lot more delayed from the phone and the computer. It's like at least it's like a lot more seconds than just like 0.1.
Everyone mute except Jason. Yeah, I do too. Everyone mute except Jason.
All right, I'm
okay.
See, now you don't hear it, do you? Yeah, we do hear
wait.
It.
Wait. See?
I hear it.
I heard it.
So you're clicking. It's still there.
You guys, this is another miracle God's doing. It.
Have faith, Jason. God wanted an echo, so he made an echo.
Okay. We can't. Okay, I'm outvoted. It's a miracle that we have an echo.
Jason gets really angry when this stuff happens.
Whoa, laugh again, Jason. Dude, Jason, your laugh at the echo sounded cool.
I just got a word for Jason. I'm in control.
Dude, you know what's funny? It was like a while ago I was praying for God to do something.
And that something was?
An echo.
Thing on the radio, like, you know, for example, clapping or farting.
Okay, it's an echo miracle.
Jason, I'm going to come clap you.
This is like a miracle because, like, it's like when God's speaking, it echoes because he's so loud and powerful, so he's making us loud and powerful.
See, I told you.
Well, guys, does anybody else want a word? Does Blah want a word? Let's do Blah. Who cares what Blah wants? Let's do Blah, okay?
Sure thing, balls.
We got to get the cult leader a better mask. We all look very cheap when
brother.
She walks around in a club sheet.
The SpongeBob hat sets her costume off the chain.
Yeah, but that reflects on us if the cult leader looks like, you know, like a too-big KKK wannabe.
Okay, I think if anybody looks like
hey,
they're
Jason,
in a cult, it's definitely me.
Maybe it's Jason.
Yeah, I know, Katie. People have thought that. I already tried it. It's a miracle, remember?
Oh, my God. You guys know this. Every time God starts doing stuff with interference with the show, Jason gets ticked off.
Yes.
No. I remember hearing like, the clapping. He's like, no, no.
God will show you that this is his show, Jason.
Jason's like the madman behind the control panels. He says, no, no.
He's like the guy in The Wizard of Oz, the little troll in the background.
Blah's coming to the chat room.
I don't like you guys.
Yeah,
no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Jason, is it possible to mute yourself?
Yeah, it's possible to mute myself. I've
oh,
already
you should
tried
do
that.
It.
Tell you what, I'm going to start muting people.
And I'll
unmute them as I go through, and we'll see where the miracle's coming from.
Where else would it be coming from?
Well, you tell me.
Exactly.
Can you guys listen? Hold on. Ready? Here, watch. Listen with the echo what I'm about to say. I come now.
Sounds a little... I need to be more beefy and manly.
Why is it not echo?
Now.
Oh, where'd the echo go?
Oh, he came.
Oh.
That's why the echo's gone.
Oh,
yeah,
now the echo's
ended.
Back, isn't it?
Oh, now it's not a miracle because it went away? Is that what you're saying?
I can make it come and I can make it go away.
Do
right now we have no echo.
Funny how right when we said, oh, come now, it stopped.
Wait,
no, it's because I was muting people.
I started it again. You're welcome.
Okay, here you go. Luco, make it. Here, let's hear you make it echo.
Echo.
Oh, your miracle died.
Now you jinxed it. Your lack of faith caused
but
it to stop.
Now it's back.
Oh, my gosh.
God is not happy with your faithlessness, Jason.
Yeah, he is impressed with my technical ability, though.
Wait,
he's
Jason,
finding out what it is.
You, Judy and Luco and Chris and everyone.
I've already figured out who it is. And it's my best friend in the whole wide world, so she's not getting
serious?
Muted.
Pat?
Yes, I'm serious.
No, you're kidding. There's a clicking I
no,
hear.
No, here, Pat, watch. Watch. I'm going to mute Pat. And now there's no echo.
Okay.
And then
that's
I unmute Pat.
That means is God is moving
why?
Through Pat's phone.
Why?
See? I don't know, but I don't care, Pat. You're too beautiful to have on the show, and we will listen to the echo, a.k.a. the miracle.
But
that
no.
That's a miracle.
I don't know why there's an
Jason,
echo.
Jason, all
feel
creation
bad.
Is a miracle, Jason, so therefore it is still a miracle.
Exactly.
Thank you. Get
yeah.
me off the hook.
Pat, I'll kick everybody else off. Me and you can hang out on here. That's the way I feel.
Oh, you're sweet, loves. You're sweet. But, no, I don't know why there's an echo. I have no idea. There's nothing.
Did these two, Jason
nothing?
And Pat, make anyone else sick, or is it just me? I'm kidding.
Dude, I don't feel bad. Jason feels the same way about having you and I on the phone at the same time, so it doesn't matter.
I know, huh?
If you put Chris and Judy on the phone at the same time, it's pure pandemonium. I mean, I think that really is the apocalypse.
Oh, how about, how
Jason,
about you
what are you
going to
do when you're sitting
together,
at the wedding supper
Jason
and you've got
Chris
Judy
on
one side of you and me on the other, and we're just both in your ear. We're not even looking at the table. We're just talking, and you got
oh
no
my
mute
God. I don't know why
well,
there's an echo, guys.
Have to leave. Heaven's a big place.
Nobody
oh
wants
goodness.
To see Jason naked. That's why Jason's mad.
You guys see my bed the other day? I think there's a lot of people that want to see me naked. I'm telling you.
Dude, all I know is that I'm getting in Jason's bed naked and Chris's bed naked sometime. Sometime. So.
Oh,
I mean, it's gonna
I mean,
happen.
Why?
So.
Well, God already told me that Jason and I are going to be neighbors just to get him back.
If you'll get naked, Jason buys kids iPads.
What's that?
Jason's probably going to... What?
Judy, say that again.
Judy, what'd you say?
Jason buys iPads for people if they'll get naked after he hands it shipped to their house.
It's true.
Have you
it's
guys seen Luco? That's why I overnighted it to Luco. I was like, man.
Yeah, dude, he was eager. He was eager. I'm telling you, the plastic bag over the iPad in the shower works great.
It's great.
Oh, Stacy says she's going to get naked.
Oh, dear God.
It works so much better in the tub, I'm telling you.
The Rapture Retard Show. Here we go.
Yes, it
guys,
is.
We got 11 minutes, so we're just going to hang out because I love you
yeah.
guys, even Chris.
Even
apparently,
Chris.
This is our last show, so.
I love yeah, you, too.
I think I
like
you know, like, when you see, like,
me.
Somebody, like.
Hey, Jason, can
you, like,
zip it for a sec? Judy is trying to say something, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, boss.
Let the shy girl
yeah, it's her
speak.
Birthday. Let her talk.
Yeah, hubby.
Speaking of, you know, you made a video that said, guys, let's not focus on my birthday. And you, young lady, have had your song played twice, song request. We sang you happy birthday and controlled the show. Because she said she didn't want that.
Oh, it's her birthday. She should
well,
have
I'm waking up the text messages
here.
About getting naked on and doing FaceTime naked.
Okay, Chris and Jason, would be quiet now. I actually want to hear what Judy had to say.
Oh, my gosh, Lucian. Lucian, cast a spell on them all.
Oh, I've been
hey,
doing it this whole time.
That's enough for the beanpole audience. Jason and I could, like,
take the
screw up with our pink.
Chris, calm down.
I'm kidding. I love you, Luco. But you
my
do need to meet up.
Stacy in the chat room is blaming me for being a freak. That's okay, but you can blame me.
She is a little freaky.
Hey, Luco, let's play telephone with Block. Can we just do that? Block hates it, and so that's why I want to get Block. Let's do it. Ready?
Oh, okay. He's really pleased with the progress Block has made.
Your generosity amazes me. And your giving heart.
Jason, come back. The show's not the same without you.
I
he's looking at his pocket book for a word.
You guys forced him to go chain smoke.
I'm right here. I respected Luco's request of being quiet.
Thank you, Jason.
That's
because we miss you when you're quiet.
Jason's being a good boy today.
I know. It's like you want Jason to shut up, but then when he does, it feels weird. Like,
yeah.
No, it's like he's got to be there.
It's like
the
he finally shuts up, but then he makes us feel guilty for making him shut up.
The leader of the pack.
He's funny. No one is talking anymore.
He doesn't believe God did an echo miracle through Pat's phone. Fine.
I don't know why there's an echo. There was never an echo before, so why is there one now?
It's a miracle.
That's why he wanted to do a miracle through your phone. Blah says you have to take it off speaker, but I don't believe it. But try it.
I don't
Pat.
Have speaker
says,
on, honey. I don't have speaker
oh, see?
On.
It's a miracle.
No,
no, there's nothing
I
on. There's nothing different.
What's
the same every night.
You hearing this, Jason?
It makes sense
yeah.
that God
I hear a bunch of people coming to my
Jason worships Pat, so it's like it makes sense that he would use
oh,
the phone.
I'm just
she's
an old bag.
She's my spiritual grandmother. She's
yes,
my spiritual
I'm,
grandmother.
I'm a grandmother.
No, I already,
no,
I already made
my
that. I already called that joke. I already called her my spiritual grandma before you did.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm either a mommy or a grandmother to all of you. If you're 54 and under, I'm your mommy. If you're like,
amen.
You know, 25 and younger, you're my grandkid.
Mama.
No, really. Mama, yes,
mama.
I'm the mama. I'm the mama.
She's my spiritual mother, then.
Absolutely.
Mama.
Mama. Spiritual mama. Mama. Mama, yes,
mama.
I'm the mama.
Hi, Mama.
I got to drive.
I should make a big
now
doll.
Now I got to drive
so
to Oregon
Mama.
And Pennsylvania.
Oh, dear God. Oh, we're getting nutty here all the time.
It'll be here when you get Jason. Is it the mirror?
Hey, you
we're
guys,
be totally
this, is
when
of
he
our,
takes us.
This is one of
you
our
know that.
Last church services. If it's not the last church service, it's one of the last church services. So we're having kindergarten church, so it's cool. But I didn't really get anything more for Blah other than God tells me he's pleased with Blah. That's what I'm getting. And he gets to see his face in a second. That's what I get.
Aww. Blah is God's.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yada, yada, yada. Instead of blah, blah, blah.
So creative.
Shut up, Jason.
Luco, Luco. Hey, Jason, let's get Luco.
I want to make a video to you tonight. I want to expose Luco.
Oh. Luco's so special. Oh, my God.
I already manifested myself.
If we knew Luco word, Luco's going to be like, I already knew that.
Oh, brat.
I got a word for Luco. He says, don't worry, Luco. In heaven, you won't be scrawny.
I already knew that.
Well, excuse us.
That doesn't count.
Luco, you are going to wear a beautiful wedding dress.
All right, that's more like it. I already knew that, too, but that's cool.
Oh, my, my. What is it you don't know?
You
don't answer that.
This was the best birthday present I could ever have would be for this show to go totally off topic. I mean, this really blessed me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we love you, so there you go.
No, thank you, Judy.
Echo and all.
Tomorrow morning show is going to be a hangout again, so...
No, this is like the real church of ABD, the first church of ABD. It really is.
Wow.
We're the most
informal
church.
I believe in the word of God that we were the kind of church that he was looking for, and we were bringing back the original Pentecostal movement. I really did feel that God thought he was pleased with us and the way we serve him unconditionally and walk in love and peace all
yes.
the time.
Yes. Amen. I'll amen that. Absolutely. And we're all drunk on the Holy Spirit, so there you go. It's like Pentecost 24/7.
Amen. Amen.
Because they thought everyone was drunk early in the morning, and they weren't. They were just high on the Spirit. That's what we are. We're all a little crazy because we're high on the Spirit.
Hey, guys, this is a true
yeah.
word. This is not a joke. Like, you know, we're joking around, but this is a true word. God told me the other night before the broadcast. He was laughing really hard, and he told me, I love this church. He said,
yes.
This church is so cute. He said, nobody knows what they're doing, and I love it. That's what he told me.
We are a bunch of morons.
It was the sweetest word I've ever heard. He showed me a vision of Jason Payne smoking, and he says, none of you know what you're doing, and I love it. This is my church.
Well, just so you guys know, Blah Talk is now with us. We got 3 minutes left in the show, so I'm hoping he's wanting to share something. Hey, Blah.
Blah?
Oh, he's not. He's not going to share.
He's a mime.
Hey, guys, my name is Blah, and I don't like beauty.
Shut up, Jason.
Blah, where are you? Talk to us.
He's not going to talk to us. He's eating
you
pancakes.
Blah, talk to us.
Should we try the old standard, the spirit of the bride say come and yell or something or what?
Why isn't he talking to us?
Blah's
we love you. Blah, talk to us. We're family.
He's a reclusive guy.
That's
oh,
true.
Blah.
It's kind of a... Oh, hey, Judy, do you want us to all count down and say yell come?
Yeah, but everyone do it in a funny voice. The spirit of the bride says,
come, come, Blah.
Come.
Talk to us.
The spirit
come, Lord.
Of the bride says,
come.
Come.
Come, Lord.
Come.
Come.
Hey, do Bo's voice.
Well, come on.
I'm here.
Are you here, Bo?
Leroy, say come.
Come long.
I'm already
here.
I'm
here now.
Where are you, Bo? Don't leave your family out. Come
leave
on,
alone.
Blah. Oh my gosh! I think that was Judy's cat that said it. It was a miracle.
That was gay.
I've been practicing Judy's voice. She was imitating me. I'm gonna start imitating her.
Hey,
you
also try to do a Leroy voice.
You guys, everyone should go see the Son of God movie that just came out today, and then we'll all get translated from the movie tonight, okay?
Judy,
sound good?
I'm actually
That's
seeing it
really
tonight. Sure. I'm seeing it at 7, Judy. I'll text you while I'm in it. We can watch it at the same time.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That'll be awesome.
Well, put it on FaceTime because I can't go tonight.
Okay,
I'll
love you, sweetie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Katie.
Goodbye, Katie.
Bye, guys. Love you guys. We got about 30 seconds left, so tomorrow morning show is going to be kind of a laid-back show. And so everybody call in. We're just going to hang out and chit-chat. I'm glad everybody got blessed tonight. They got words. Keep everybody in prayer that we talked about.
Bye.
Amen.
Oh.
Okay.
We're here.
Yeah,
we'll
shut up,
tomorrow.
Jason. No,
enjoy the movie. Enjoy the movie.